all in all, what a wonderful event, a very graceful event indeed, to celebrate an iconic figure, our president, His Excellency Arajji Mugabe.
What do you say to critics who say that President Mugabe didn't address pressing issues like the drought in Maswingo and the rest of the country and the divisions in the party?
Well, critics are always going to be there, and critics are a necessity to allow them. But guess what? The president came there for a particular event. We must all understand that these things have got time. There's a time for everything. Even the Bible says there's a time for different occasions. That was a time for the young ones. That was a time for the upcoming generation. That was the time of the young ones being taught the way of living culturally, and even Christian whites. It was a time to reflect on the president's life himself, a man who has managed to live his life without a cigarette in his hand, without even dakha, in his hand, without even alcohol in his system. He's lived a life that is worth emulating. And so it was a time to address that. That is why the president's address focused on the behavior of our youth today. Our youths are going wayward. They are now insulting elders. They are now doing unbecoming behavior. They are being used by some cronies who have their own hidden agendas. And the president come to address that, to tell the youth that, no, do not follow bad behavior from bad people, but instead follow goodness, because goodness leads to greatness.